I want to tell you a Bible story about an army that not everyone could see. This is from 2 Kings chapter 6. The king of Syria was at war with Israel. He thought one of his men was a traitor because Israel always seemed to know his plans ahead of time. "Which one of you is a traitor?" the king demanded. "There are no traitors," his men said. "Elisha, the prophet of God, tells your plans to the king of Israel." "Then we'll capture Elisha first," the king of Syria said. "Find out where he is and go and get him." They surrounded the city where Elisha was. Early the next morning, when Elisha's servant went out of the house, there were soldiers wherever he looked. He rushed back to Elisha, shouting, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" "Don't be afraid," Elisha replied, "for we have more on our side than the king of Syria has on his." Then Elisha prayed that the Lord would help the young man to see better, and the Lord did. Now he saw that the enemy army was completely surrounded by horses and chariots of fire sent by God to take care of Elisha. When the Syrian soldiers marched into the city to capture him, Elisha prayed that the Lord would make all of the enemy soldiers blind. Then Elisha went out to them and said, "Follow me, and I will take you to the man you are looking for." But he led these enemy soldiers right into the middle of his own people of Israel. Now he prayed that the Lord would open their eyes so they could see again, and the Lord did, and suddenly they saw that they were all captives. The king of Israel shouted excitedly to Elisha, "Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" "No," Elisha answered, "feed them and send them back to their own land." When we become God's child, he promises to protect us from Satan's power. God says, "So don't worry and don't keep saying, 'What shall we eat and what shall we drink or what shall we wear?' That is what the pagans are always looking for. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So set your heart on his kingdom and his goodness, and all these things will come to you as a matter of course," Matthew wrote. "Don't worry at all then about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. One day's trouble is enough for one day. Ask God to take care of you. He wants to. Then read today's Bible story in 2 Kings chapter 6.